Controlling the Black Smoke. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 34 days since the Deepwater Horizon explosion, and it's like the Earth is bleeding out. BP is on Plan Z, I believe, the so-called top kill solution, using a magical substance so viscous and heavy it will bury the well. In the meantime, the debate goes on. Why isn't more being done? Where's the government? What if this had happened on George Bush's watch? Oh, if only rhetoric were sufficiently viscous and heavy, we could have top-killed it long ago. The obvious truth is that everybody involved is doing all they can. They just have no clue what will work. We are all trapped in the finale of Lost, trying to figure out how to stop the black smoke. The government has gathered a team of geniuses, including experts on hydrogen bombs and drilling on Mars. The Secretary of Energy himself is a Nobel Prize winner, but it doesn't matter. Even they don't know what to do. Sarah Palin, even she wants action now. President Obama, she says, is taking too doggone long to get in there, darn it. And if it had been President Bush, the mainstream media, etc., etc. But we all know what the best solution would have been. To have listened to those environmental groups who've been warning for years that stuff like this was too dangerous to do in the first place. Instead, we ridiculed them, called them fearmongers and naysayers, more worried about saving fish than humans. Now in the Gulf, both the fish and the humans are going down. But then, why worry? According to Lost, in the end, we're all dead anyway and don't realize it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.